This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. We welcome back Paul Johnson, the CEO of Power Metal Resources, to the Stockbox interview today. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mark.
How are you doing?
Oh, very, very busy.
Yes.
Lots going on.
Yes, I'm sure there is. It looks that way. Last time we spoke, I asked you if you were mad. Do you remember? Because, you know, you were releasing news in a dire market. Do you remember that question?
I do.
So yeah. Why have you done it again today?
It's happened again.
Yeah.
The problem is, of course, that not so much a problem. We release news consistently. Mm-hmm. We have 9 projects. We have, as you have seen, some in drilling stage now. And we release the news all the time. We can't literally do one project and then the next, and then a month later the next. We're running multiple programs at the same time. So we can't really determine exactly when we release the news. And you do, you get a little bit of frustration when you release a cracking announcement, as we have done today. And then the market goes down on the back of it, which is kind of more general market sentiment than anything else. But that's life. Great piece of news. It will hit the market in a positive sense, I'm sure, over the coming days.
So 9 projects. That's an awful lot. So, so let's start with what's active, what you've announced recently. So you're drilling in Molopo. How's it going?
Yeah, Molopo Farms Complex, Botswana. We've been building to this for years. Phenomenal opportunity for us. It's district scale exploration. We're drilling right now. Get regular feedback on what's happening. Drilling right now, and we're going for 4 high profile nickel sulfide and PGM targets in the Molopo Farms Complex project area. There are many, many more targets we could have gone for, but these are 4 particularly interesting targets. And we're looking for a company transformational discovery. I don't want to say it in any other terms, because we're in the business of making dramatic metal discoveries if we can. And this is one of those projects that could deliver it. So there's a huge buzz around the teams on both sides, as it were, with Kalahari Ki, our partners, and obviously with Power Metal Resources. We think this has got a great shot at some success, and we'll just have to see. So they're pushing ahead, doing a great job, and we're just eagerly waiting for the results to start to feed out from the project.
Okay, I know you're always very keen to keep investors updated, and I did see you put out that one of the first pictures of some of the first core coming up from the drill. Obviously, there's not so much to see in the first ones, but can we expect to see lots of news flow and pictures as the program progresses?
Yes, you can, and we have to be obviously careful when you're in the target zone. As it were, and there's information theoretically that certain people with technical knowledge could get from looking at the core, then we have to be very careful to make sure all of the market, investors and our shareholders, get the information at the same time through regulatory RNS. So it's okay, as it were, to put out pictures and images of stuff that doesn't really say anything. It just gives people some comfort that the equipment is on site, that the process is working, and that, we're drilling out core. That's great. But we have to be very careful thereafter. We're going after very large scale targets. We're going after stuff that could transform the company and could significantly impact our share price. So we have to be very cautious, and we will obviously make sure everyone gets the information at the same time. But there will be updates, yes.
Okay. So let's move on to the silver lining in what is today's sort of poor markets, today being Thursday. And that's, of course, the Silver Peak project. So, what's going on there?
Well, I mean, how could you not try and get this drill program done before the winter season really kicks in? We got up to 15,000 approximately grams a ton silver 400 ounces per ton silver from the sampling program that we completed a short while ago. And we want to go and do some drilling, because it's the drilling of this particular project that will add considerable value. It will give us a real extra feel for the potential of the project. We know it's a significant opportunity. It was a former working mine. The data in the historic 43-101 tells the story, as does our own work on the ground. So now we want to go to the next stage and really get some valuable drill information from the project. And we're doing it. The partners in Canada have done incredibly well to get this thing done and to get the program, the drill contractors confirmed, the program started, mobilization happening in the coming days, and then we hope to be drilling within the week. And they do efficiently turn around results in Canada. So, we're looking forward to getting that information out to market as soon as we can. Just a great project, and, with potentially very, very significant impact results around the corner if things go well and we get the results that we hope for.
So, just a bit more on the project. It's a silver project in Canada, yes?
Silver projects in Canada. When we were doing the due diligence process, we ran some samples. We did some sampling. We got bonanza grade silver from the sampling up to circa 15,000 grams a ton. We also got significant copper and significant lead samples out as well. So, just a great project for us to really push on and see what's there and get that information to market. We think it could make a big difference to us, so that's why we're doing it.
Okay, great. Well, as you said at the start, you've got 9 projects. You're currently active on 2. Are you going to make it a hat trick before the end of the year and bring a third one into the mix?
Yeah, from a drilling perspective.
From a drilling perspective,
well,
yeah.
Well, I've had a couple of people chasing me about Hennetti email system and so on, Well, we've announced on Hennetti with our partners, Katoro Gold, that we are in the pre-mobilization phase, so getting everything ready for drilling. Obviously, once again, it's a sensitive subject when drilling starts, and so I have to be careful what I say. There's no denying I want to get this program underway. I've been following the Hennetti project. It's another very, very large-scale nickel sulfide PGM. Target similar, in terms of size and scale, similar to Molopo in Botswana. So it would be a dream for Power to have 2 major nickel sulfide PGM drill programs running alongside the silver program. And we're pushing as hard as we can to get everything done and everything sorted. I hope there'll be an announcement out on that, in the not too distant future.
Okay, great. Well, that's great.
Do I get a special prize if I get a hat trick?
Do you get program? You probably we should give you a special prize. Yeah, let's let me come back to you on that. We'll give you a stock box special prize if you get a hat trick. Yeah.
I know it's we're in a buoyant mood at the moment in the company.
Sure.
And we're doing so many different things. It's incredibly hard work. It's literally nonstop. And but it is serious stuff, because if we're successful in some of this work, it's going to make a dramatic difference to people's lives.
Yeah,
and I mean that in a positive way. We are potentially on the cusp of changing people's lives. So even though we're buoyant, even though we're jubilant and we're pushing ahead, and it's great to have this stuff underway, we are cognizant that we have to do a full-on professional job. And we have to do it in a disciplined and controlled manner, which is exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We want but that's particularly the case, actually, if you do strike some significant results from drill programs, because when you do that, it has a dramatic effect on the business. You have a whole heap of interest that's drawn into the project. You need to have good quality technical data, and everything has to be done in the right way. So we're using consultant advisors. We've got our own internal competent person. We're using some of the best geologists in the business. In and around these different projects, and we're doing everything properly. The interesting thing, though, Mark, is that, theoretically, 2 drill programs underway, 1 in pre-mobilization phase at Hennetti. We've also got, out of the other 9 projects, multiple things underway, exploration going on, mm-hmm. that will yield news and updates to market. And perhaps those exploration programs don't draw the same degree of interest as a drill program, But in some cases, they probably should do because of the work that's been done or being done on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, I mean, we've spoken for a long time on Stockbox, and we've been with you sort of through the journeys you've been building the company. It's great to see it coming along. It's great to hear that you're in a very buoyant mood, and I think the market, you know, the market's quite buoyant as well, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, it's starting to, you know, we do have these odd days, we release major announcements, and the market's having a bit of a trauma day and a bit of a pullback. But this is really normal. If you look at the graph of any share that's outperformed dramatically over a period of time, and the best one, of course, and we all know, is Greatland. Have a look at the chart of Greatland. Go back over the last 3 years. You'll notice that there are big upswings and big, you know, kind of pullback phases. Mm. And that's what happens in the market. And I get more emails, actually, when if the share pulls back a bit. I've always had this in all the companies I've run. When the shares pull back, there's a lot more emails coming in and questions about the business and so on, because people are worried. And I'm the largest shareholder in Power. Mm-hmm. And I get frustrated when the share price pulls back, because we all do. We're all human beings at the end of the day. And but I can tell you, I'm on this business every single day of the week, actually. And I am totally focused on what we're doing. I'm in control of all the different elements of the business. Very comfortable, very happy with what's happening. I don't do any other company, public company stuff. I'm just focused on what we're doing. We have a tremendous amount underway. And whether the market pulls us back, as they have done today, 14%, or whether they, you know, run us up 50%, or whether it's a flat day, or that we make progress every single day, and the news will come out. Now, in the future, not everything we do will work out as we anticipate or want. Well, I don't think it will. You never know. We might be super lucky. Mm. But overall, I only need to get, you know, out of our myriad of interests, if I get one success on a significant scale, it will change dramatically the lives of our shareholders. If I get two, it's an incredible outcome. If I got three, I don't even want to think about it, because, you know, it's going to be stunning. So I'm just focused on that first one from our projects and from our different interests, having that first success, and then we'll take it from there. But it's a great time for us, and we keep pushing on. And shareholders need to know that we're totally committed and focused on making this work for them.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's Paul Johnson, the CEO of Power Metal Resources. Thank you for your time, Paul.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com, or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.